When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Hey, guess what? It's Friday now on 98.9 The Buzz. Fisano and Sandy, hello to you. It is April 18th, and here we go. We're going to kick off the weekend.
It's Good Friday.
It is Good Friday.
It's Good Friday.
Everything is awesome.
There you go. You have to say that it's Good Friday.
I do. I have to say it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I mean it or not, I still have to say it.
Doesn't matter. It's Good Friday. Holy.
It's, and we're going to hit 72 degrees today.
Oh, come on. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a Good Friday.
And you know, I mean, it's going to rain, but whatever. No matter. Spring.
Is it going to be a washout, though?
Nah, not okay. Really. By this afternoon, they're saying clouds going to prevail mostly once the morning gets going here. And then the chance of shower will be near the end of the day, like 4-ish or so, somewhere in that area, coming through the air.
Get home from work. There you go.
Congratulations.
The showers will welcome you home.
Well, dude broke the seal this yesterday on my street.
The first guy that mowed.
Oh, man.
My grass isn't quite there yet.
Whatever. Yeah, we talked about it the other day. There's some of you who are really ambitious, but, you know, it's okay. Don't have the FOMO if you don't.
You can't mow if it doesn't need it, and his needed it, so good for him.
Hey, let's, I want to put this question out there.
What?
We might bring it back up later on in the show, but the Easter basket deal, any grown adult get an Easter basket still from their parents? A grown adult. Like, you moved out of the house, you're married, you have kids. Anyone?
I'll bet. You know, if my mom was still alive, she'd probably give me an Easter basket.
She would give you one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she would.
Would she?
Yeah.
I mean, you and Jill as a couple Easter basket? Like, or a family basket? Or is it just you get one, Jill gets one, Ellie gets one?
No. Ellie would probably get one, and she'd probably give one for me and Jill, too. She would.
Individual,
she was like that.
Baskets.
She was a school teacher, an elementary school teacher, so that was always big to her, all that kind of cultural, you know, holiday stuff.
That's a very good point. If you have a teacher in the family, are they the person who takes the lead on doing that stuff? Teachers are the best. Yeah, because they're so used to doing it for all their students.
Right.
So
they got leftovers.
They get home, they get their husband an Easter basket.
That's right. You know, I got construction paper, construction paper Easter bunnies everywhere when I was growing up.
Oh my God, you did crafts at the kitchen table?
Yeah, and then they ended up going up on the bulletin board at school.
I so want to be that parent who does that, because every time I hear stories, and I wanted to cut my kids off this year, because my older daughter was like, hey, let's do role reversal. I'll hide the eggs for you and dad to find.
Nice.
I'm like, good, because I don't have to worry about that. But then my younger daughter's like, no, wait a minute. We're getting nothing? We're not the parents.
No, you need to keep doing
it. So then I was like, I'm going to cut them off. They're old enough. Come on.
No.
They're almost.
Why? That's cruel and unusual.
Here's the real reason why. I am god-awful terrible at knowing my loved ones. I don't know what to get them. I don't even know what chocolates
jelly
they like.
Beans and a chocolate rabbit. No toys, no presents, no nothing.
That doesn't hold up. Nowadays, you got to drop like at least $50 to $100.
No.
Yes. That's what the studies say or something. But anyhow, sure. So I wanted to cut them off, but then I hear all these people, all these stories, maybe they're all teachers, talking about how they give their grown adults even Easter baskets. And it's so cute and it's so sweet. And I want to be that mom, but I'm just not good at it.
You still love them enough, huh?
Well, see, that's what it is. Is it that I don't love them? Because I space and I blank when I think, what would they want in their basket?
Yeah, stop thinking. Just do it. Hi, The Buzz. Hello.
You know, if anyone's looking at me driving right now, thank God I live in Genesee County. So there's no one driving near me. I'm screaming it, Sandy.
I'm sure you are.
What have I been harassing you for the last 5 years?
Go to Batavia. Go to the chocolate place. What's it called?
Oliver's.
Yes.
All right. Here's the thing. Okay. It all comes down, let's face it, I love you. I say this with so much reverence. You're cheap. You don't want to spend the money. Get the kid chocolates. What is wrong with a good chocolate?
Yeah.
Come on.
I will say that knowing that I don't have, or thinking for that split second, that I didn't have to get an Easter basket, it did make me feel good. Oh, I don't have to spend the money. I will be honest.
Wow.
Yeah. I will. Wow. I'll be honest.
My daughter's the same age as yours. She turns 21 next month.
Yeah.
I'm getting her a basket. It's not necessarily chocolate.
Yeah.
But what's in the basket? Is it gifts?
One of the things is those big, like, soft puff mints so she can give to her horse.
Oh, okay.
We're getting her stuff for a horse. We're getting her some cats.
Are you going to give the horse an Easter basket full of, like, a bunch of carrots?
It makes her feel good to give her horse for snacks.
That's so cute.
And then Tim Horton's gift card.
Yeah. Get her an Uber gift card. Get her an Uber gift card in case she needs to go somewhere and she can't drive.
It's already linked to my account, so she doesn't need that gift card.
Oh, nice.
But no, you don't have to necessarily get chocolates, but yes, guess what? Me being full-size candy bar Phil, she's getting chocolates.
Thank you, my friend. Happy Easter,
she's
buddy.
Getting Cadbury eggs. Happy Easter. Great weekend. All the best. Bye.
Love you. Love you. See, Phil knows.
You let him match, Sandy. Hello, The Buzz.
Good morning, Scott, Sandy.
Oh, Ray, yeah. Hey, happy Good Friday, Ray.
Hey, Sandy, if you really don't know what your family member likes or wants, and you don't necessarily know what store they frequent and like, get them a Visa gift card of whatever denomination and let them have at it.
But then again, it costs money, so that, you know.
Well, no, you know. I will. I will, because it's too much guilt. I'm going to go out today after we do our TV segment, and I'm just going to, I don't know what I'm getting. That's the part that bothers me. Like, I'm like a stranger to my own children. I birthed them, but I don't know what they would want. It's horrible. I don't know why. I don't, terrible.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Sandy. Within a year's time, children change, and you don't know what they want.
Yeah, it's true. They change all the time.
You know what I mean? So if they're ever evolving to what they like, so what you think they liked last year or just 6 months ago, they might not be interested in anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Sandy, thanks, Ray. Have a great Easter, buddy. Sandy, here's an idea. Go walk into the store, and then you'll see stuff and get it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, walk into the store, ask the person who works there, can you just put together an Easter basket?
No, you're going to walk in.
You have a 15 and 20-year-old.
It's going to be Easter-y, and then just
store am I walking into?
Whatever. You can walk into Wegmans and get the Easter-y stuff.
Okay.
It's terrible. It's no big deal.
I think I do overthink it, but
yeah.
I do feel terrible. I'm a terrible mom. I just know.
That's right. It's coming up on 6 on The Buzz. We're looking at mostly cloudy today, but the trade-off is even with a chance of a shower later, we're going to be at 70 to 72. Mm. Same for tomorrow, too. More chance of showers tomorrow, but still, I mean, you got the warmth, and that's going to make everything grow and green and all that stuff. Beach Boys tickets on the way, too, here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. How you doing? It's Good Friday on Spezzano and Sandy. Oh. Hey.
Well, this is probably not the right time to talk about this, then, because on Good Friday, on Fridays, you can't eat meat.
Well,
but
isn't today the day you can?
Oh, is it? Oh my God, look at us. We are terrible people. We're terrible Christians.
Terrible Catholics.
Terrible Catholics. Anyhow, are we this desperate for a deal?
What do you mean?
Sold out like a Taylor Swift show. The Red Robin $20 bottomless burger pass gone.
What is this?
Up for sale yesterday and it sold out in seconds. I kid you not. It crashed their site. So Red Robin said, listen, we're going to try this thing. And they said they tried everything they could to prepare for this. They knew there was going to be an influx of traffic on their website. And they thought they had it buttoned up. But no, it crashed the site. The black and gold card earns customers the right to a burger and bottomless side of fries every day for May, which is National Burger Month.
For $20?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah.
You could go every day, have a burger, bottomless fries.
It's always bottomless fries at Red Robin, though. That's kind of a... That's
okay,
kind of
you
a
get
nothing.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
you're
a
right,
nothing.
You're right.
That's a nothing burger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but yeah, $20 for yeah. No wonder it's right. Sold out, right?
So now this is like this is hotter than a Taylor Swift concert ticket. Like, I wonder if it's going to pop up on Facebook Marketplace or eBay. You know, it was $20, but $200 or something.
Think people are going to start to flip them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't you think if you said Red Robin has been preparing for this, they got to figure out some way where it's non-transferable, where you can't, like, pilfer them and, you know.
But it's an actual physical card. How can it be? It's one card per customer, but it's, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Anyone get their hands on this?
Well, if they just sold them yesterday, then nobody has them in their hands yet. Unless you go to Red Robin and get a physical one. Is that how it works, or you got to do it online?
See, I don't know. That's a very good question, because everything is online now. Mm. I mean, even concert tickets, you get an email. Mm-hmm. There's no physical anything, but the news article had a physical card. It's a black and gold card.
Really?
So it could almost be like a keepsake or something. I don't know what you're going to do with it after. Put it on a chain and
yeah, no,
wear it
it's going to be
necklace?
It's going to be on a little easel in front of your casket. And saying, yeah, he had a burger for 30 straight days, and the cholesterol killed him.
I know. Could you eat a burger every day for 31 days?
I probably could, yeah. I like
You'd
burgers.
You'd be sick of burgers. This might backfire. Because if you have too much of a good thing, then you don't want it anymore. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's fantastic marketing now. We're all talking about it, and
sure.
It sounds cool.
But I don't think there's going to be a lot of people that go every single day.
Oh, yeah, they love. Oh, I would. I would be that person.
No,
if I get
wouldn't.
A coupon, if I spend uh-huh. money on something, I got to squeeze out the full value of that something.
It's almost like I don't know how close Red Robin is to you, but like you would like not even complain about the gas that it takes to drive there. And I mean, it's going to still cost you money. It's not like a free meal, right?
It's a free meal. Well, okay. So I would tell the kids, this is how I would manage it. If I got my hands on this. Okay. We're going to Red Robin. Thank you. Finally, I don't have to stress about dinner because mm-hmm. it's overwhelmed for me. I know you love it. It's therapeutic for you. It's overwhelmed for me. And then I go, okay, now nobody's allowed to order extra. It's just the bottomless fries and the burger. That is it. Don't be throwing in milkshakes. Don't be throwing in Coca-Cola or whatever.
So your family bought four cards or three cards because your husband isn't usually home for dinner, right?
Oh, he is. We wait for him.
Oh, okay. So you guys bought four cards and then there's $80 for the month. And you'll go to Red Robin every single night.
Yeah, I absolutely will. This is what gets me. You know how they gave us for our 25th anniversary, they gave us a beautiful gift certificate at a restaurant? And I was like, "That, don't give me that look. Did you lose it? Did you throw it in the junk drawer and forgot you had it?" Yeah, they gave us a very nice gift certificate for a restaurant. So I go, okay, honey, it's a date night. So we went out to a date night. And what does he do? He piles on. I mean, we owed $100. That's how much he freaking piled on. I go, wait a minute.
Why not?
You just, no, I want this to be a free meal.
Oh, you want
I don't want
to be
pay.
Free.
And he goes, yeah, but, you know, don't be so cheap. We got a free meal. You got to add something to it. Who said that?
Did he get like the tomahawk steak or something and just went over the top?
I blacked it out because I was so frustrated, but I had to fake it because I didn't want to ruin the night. We don't get date nights, so I didn't want to ruin it, but I was so angry. That's not how you do it. You get a gift certificate, use the gift certificate.
I love it. All I know is that you just want to keep your eye on eBay or somewhere to find that Red Robin deal.
Yeah,
yum.
Good.
Speaking of yum, and I know we're talking Easter in a bit too, but can I just say that I think I've discovered the fact that we've been cheated all our lives.
Oh.
This is a little side note.
Okay.
So this morning I broke into the Easter candy.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of Starbursts, and then I got like
a little tiny little thing of Skittles, like a little tiny little pack. You know, that's got like 10 of them in there.
Yeah.
They're the same thing. Different size.
Wait.
Starburst fruit chews.
Yeah.
And Skittles. They're the same thing.
You think they're the same candy?
I ate one, then I ate another one. I'm like, it's the same thing. We've been cheated our entire lives.
Well, no, it's the thing.
It tastes exactly the same.
Wait, that was such a Scott random ADD thought right there.
I know.
It had nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, we're done talking about it. I know
it's a weird revelation. It's not even, it's different. They're different. Skittles and Starburst are different. They might taste the same, but they have, like, you either bite into Chewy Chew Square or you have a little hard candy shell.
Or a little round thing.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's what makes it different.
All right.
He's been lied to his entire life.
We've been lied to. It's 99 The Buzz. Hi, it's Pizan Sandy. It's lighter earlier. It's so weird. Like right now, it's like you actually see out there. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You notice
that? I love it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 70 today.
Ah! Yeah. Maybe rain, but rain clouds, but no big deal.
So here's the thing, and it's been in the news in and out. You'll see there's a new push for it to get wine sold in grocery stores. And I'm curious if this does come through fruition, will it make this new statistic even worse?
This is just New York State wines is their tweak this time.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
you're
which
right.
Which is, you know, that everybody wins. Right.
Newly published data shows women ages 18 to 25 in the U.S. are now binge drinking at higher rates than their male peers.
Really?
Yeah, and that hasn't been the case. Now, the older you get, it's still the guys drink more than women.
Mm-hmm.
But in this data, and a lot of people are like, wait, what happened? What is making younger girls, and this is college age, right, binge drink more?
Are you asking my opinion on it?
Well, I'm putting it out there because they're trying to figure it out. Like, and they're saying, hey, talk to your daughters because alcohol impacts women a lot differently because of our hormones, because of our stature, our size.
Mm-hmm.
It hits us a lot harder. It takes longer to get it out of our system.
Mm.
It's more, I guess they made it sound like it's more dangerous for girls to be binge drinking.
Well, it's dangerous for anybody to be binge drinking, and actually alcohol is a poison, so whatever.
Then it made me think of, okay, your first thought is, and if you have a college-age kid, your first thought is that, right?
Yeah.
What are they doing in college? Can you really control? That is like, for some reason, that's like the thing to do in college. Are you one of those parents who you're like, go ahead, drink, have fun. I did it too. Mm-hmm. Parents weekend, if you went up for parents weekend, I think a lot of colleges had it recently.
Mm-hmm.
You were the parent drinking.
Going out.
With them.
Yeah. It's kind of like a rite of passage when you first have a cocktail with your 21-year-old.
Yeah, but I'm talking going to the parties, college parties. Oh, see, you've never experienced that either. Right? Did you go up when Scotty D went to school?
Well,
did you go up to parents' weekend?
Yeah,
what
a parents' weekend. But I wasn't out at clubs. We just went out and, you know.
No, that's what parents are doing now.
They're clubbing with their kids.
Yes, but they don't go clubbing anymore, dance clubs like we did. They're just going to bars.
Bars, yeah.
And they'll go to fraternity parties.
Really? All I can think of is Will Ferrell.
No, I am dead serious. My sister does it.
Come on.
I am dead serious.
Wait, she goes down to her daughter's going to college and goes out to the bars.
She actually, it's my niece's 21st birthday coming up here.
Okay.
And she is like, let's all meet up. Let's go to Penn State. Let's all just go drinking. And I'm like, oh my God, please don't invite me. Like, you can disinvite me and I won't be offended because I am such the Debbie Downer in the room.
You're definitely not the party girl type.
No. You know what it is? And I think I'm turning crazy. I know. I'm self-aware.
Jesus.
I'm self-aware enough to realize nobody wants me around because I am on such a brain health, overall health kick now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so obsessed with it, learning so much, trying to learn as much as I can about it, that it now... It bothers me, like the poison in the toxins. I'm like, I can't promote this behavior.
Oh, God.
And then I'm like, wait, I'm such a prude.
You
I don't even like myself.
Wait,
but,
I've been telling you this since you've been 19.
I know, but now it's like I told my sister, I'm like, Debbie, don't invite me. You know, I'm gonna have to fake it. It's gonna be really hard.
Do you think she invited you? She knows you. She's your sister. Why do you think she invited you? Just like, she's gonna decline anyway. Got to invite her.
It's a courtesy invite. No, I have to go. It's my niece's 21st birthday. Aunt Sandy can't be a no-show.
Really?
Yes. I have to go.
Don't know if
I have to.
I would want my everybody around on my 21st birthday.
No, she does.
I
want to
be by myself and with my friends, not with my family.
See, that's what I thought too, Scott. Yeah. But I am telling you, this next generation, the Gen Zs, they want us there.
Really?
Somebody tell Scotty, 818-2899. Yeah.
That's why.
Especially moms. Or maybe, I guess, sons would want their dads there. There's so many parents who do it. And I don't know.
I get to the point where, like, it's weird. But now that my boys are 26 and 30.
Yeah.
Now they come over and it's just like, hey, what do you want? You want a cocktail? You want a beer? It's just like, that's what it's like now. It's,
cool.
It's now kind of evolved into just like a normal thing. You know, it's weird.
But it's not like.
No, it's not like beer keg stands and shots.
I mean, how do you do that as parents? Anyone who does do this, how do you do that? You're encouraging your kid to get one step closer to the porcelain god. Who does that? It's usually like the bad influence roommate, not mom.
Happy binge drinking this weekend, everybody. He has risen.
Okay, speaking of he has risen, you said something so flippant earlier this morning before we went on the air that I was like, I don't know. I don't know if that's the popular opinion.
What?
How you took Ellie to see the Easter Bunny.
Oh, the Easter Bunny. That's a weird subject, isn't it? It ain't normal. We got to get into that. Yeah, it's coming up here on The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Of all of our cultural characters that we have for holidays, I believe the Easter Bunny is number one creepiest cultural character.
Oh, don't say that.
98.9 Buzz.
Oh, you're lucky the kids aren't listening on the bus right now because there is no school. What's wrong with the Easter Bunny? It's so cute.
Yeah, but in theory, but in the mall or the reality, it doesn't quite work.
I got to say, the Easter Bunnies we grew up with.
Yeah.
A lot creepier than the ones now. I remember taking my kids to the mall, and it was cute. Little Easter Bunny. She had big eyelashes. It's probably the same one, right?
Old,
moldy. I haven't been to the mall to see the Easter Bunny in some time.
Moldy costume.
But listen, don't try to deflect the real conversation here. And we can have that conversation if you want. Where is every Easter Bunny creepy, or is there a cute one somewhere we don't know about? Did Ellie go see the Easter Bunny?
Yes.
Did you, Dad, take Ellie?
No. Or Mom, no.
Who took Ellie to see the Easter Bunny?
The nanny sitter.
Is it because you've had a couple kids that it, like, isn't as exciting? Or why would you? I don't know how I feel about this.
No, it's because nanny sitter wants to be good grandma.
Yeah, but you can take along.
Kind of one-ups us every so often.
don't you dare blame the nanny sitter. You could easily take her.
Yes, I could.
You could have easily taken her again.
I literally have to say, don't take her to see Snow White. We're going to take her. Like, kind of vibe. So I do get there's a bit of
a competition. Easter Bunny more than once. You could see the Easter Bunny more than once.
Oh, yes, we could. Yes, we could.
Don't try to act like poor you.
Okay. What am I supposed to say? It was part of the week off plans to go to the mall and do the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, well, there you go. You're going. Yeah, maybe it's because I already had two kids and I don't care and I don't love my daughter as much.
It's not that you don't love her as much. No one said that.
That's what it means. You've already been through two kids. The third one doesn't matter to go see the Easter Bunny. That means you don't love your kid as much. That's what you're insinuating.
I am not insinuating
that. That's what it means, though.
I don't think so.
Sure does.
I don't think it means you love them less. I just think that nobody likes to wait in line to go see the Easter Bunny.
By the way, there was no line.
Oh, good.
I heard.
Oh, because it's probably like midweek, middle of the day.
It's also a week off, you know. There should be.
That's when I used to go, is midweek, middle of the day, and there wasn't a line. Did Ellie like the Easter Bunny, or was she freaked out?
No, she wasn't freaked out, and there was not much conversation about it. I'm like, yeah, I saw the Easter Bunny, and then there was it wasn't a thing for her. It seems.
Okay.
I tried to engage her, like, oh, is the Easter Bunny again? Like,
and nothing.
There's like nothing. Like, meh. So,
do you almost, now be honest.
Okay.
It's okay. Nobody's judging you. We all know you're a good dad.
You judge me constantly. I don't care.
Well, yeah, that's part of the show, but we know you're a good dad, okay?
Yeah.
A part of you, is it like relief that you don't have to take your daughter to the Easter Bunny? Like, check, off the list, done.
Honestly, no. It wasn't. It had a combination of me still trying to figure out a couple of things. It was just, I'm busy. Yeah. I was busy.
Oh,
and it worked out.
Give me that. Don't even give me that. I'm busy. You're never too busy for your kid.
I know, right?
You must not really, it's not on your priority list then of Easter activities.
It's, you know, I kind of almost feel, and this sounds bad, and I'm just being honest, that's kind of like the mom thing, you know?
Oh.
You know?
Wow. Nobody's ever said that to me before. Oh, is it a mom thing?
Well, it's not a dad thing, and it's not a, I don't know. I don't know.
Why isn't it a dad thing?
It should be a parent's thing. It should be both of us together making a trip, the big deal, Easter Bunny, whale kind of thing. But it wasn't.
Hold on. I think that we're in like a therapy session here. Do you not, okay, because it's in your mind, you think, and nobody's judging that, that's fine. Not everyone agrees with that.
Stop
but your
qualifying
statement about,
this. Just
well,
say
because I don't want you to get
I don't give a crap. Just do it. That's bugging me more than qualifying is more than confronting me. Go.
If you think it's a mom thing and your wife was too busy to do it, then do you feel like, well, if it's a mom thing, then I'm not doing it? It's almost like subconsciously you were like, well, then I'm not going to do it because I always pick up the slack every time it needs to be a mom thing. I'm always the one doing everything. So I'm going to put my foot down and not.
No, it was never conscious like that. No, okay.
Subconsciously.
I guess it wasn't a big deal because, again, maybe subconsciously, that wonderful cultural icon, the Easter Bunny, is more of an imaginary thing than a real thing. Because you never really see the Easter Bunny unless it's in the mall. The Easter Bunny.
Well, you never see Santa either unless it's in the mall.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know what it
right.
is? Wait a minute. Are you creeped out? Is this almost like one of your fears?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think
that
deep down inside. Because I remember taking my boys when they were younger. I have in the junk drawer museum. A keychain, old beat up rectangular photo in a keychain of my son with the Easter Bunny. And it's the creepiest looking thing. And that's why I started the break like that. It's just creepy.
So creepy. How about you as a kid? Did you ever go see it? Did it creep you out?
No.
You have Easter Bunny trauma?
We never saw the Easter Bunny when I was a kid.
Oh my God, you didn't?
No, we're country folk. We had rabbits. We never went
you
to
saw
the
real?
We never went to the mall. You know, it was
oh my God.
An hour drive to go anywhere that had an Easter Bunny, so we never did.
I think you have Easter Bunny trauma.
You're right.
I think we need to have you and the Easter Bunny sit
Easter
knee
bunnies?
To knee.
No, Easter Bunnies and clowns.
Oh, do you ever think with clowns too?
No, I'm just joking. Come on.
Well, okay. Well, share that picture at least of Ellie and the Easter Bunny.
I don't think there was one.
What? You can't go see the Easter Bunny and not take a picture.
I didn't get one.
Well, nanny sitter, you got to take a picture. You don't have to pay for it. You just take it with your cell phone. Oh, my gosh. She had to have captured a picture.
No, I think she would have gave it to us. She would have showed us. She takes pictures of her all the time. I don't know, man. This is just one of those weird, it just happened and ain't going to, maybe next year. Let's wait for next year.
I kind of feel like you said that last year. All right. I'm picking her up at 2 o'clock today.
We made it to Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. It is the 18th of April. And happy Good Friday, Easter weekend. 72 degrees today. It's going to be cloudy, but maybe a chance of rain later. But no, it's okay. We'll take the warm.
These are some pretty serious allegations here. Is there anyone really, let's be honest, think about this. Is there anyone in power who doesn't try to take advantage of their position and skirt the system? This might just be part of the deal. So federal housing regulators referred allegations against New York Attorney General Letitia James to the Department of Justice on April 14th. Mm-hmm. According to U.S. Federal Housing Finance Agency Director, James counts Virginia as her principal residence, pretends a 5-unit New York property has only 4 units, and she lists her father as her husband on a mortgage application, all for lower interest rates and favorable loan terms.
Well, that was a mouthful.
If I know, but yeah. that's the basic the bullet point. Yeah. If proven, the claims could lead to prosecution for one of New York's highest-ranking officials. Who has argued? No one is above the law.
You sound like you got a vendetta.
I'm just reading it as it was written. I felt like I should. I almost want this to be like
your,
a...
The passion behind your voice says something else.
Well, I just think every single politician is shady. I don't care who you are. I just think when you have a lot of power, you're tempted.
I disagree, and I actually take offense to that. I'm not even a politician.
No, don't take offense.
I was talking
anybody
to
with power.
I was talking to a former writer for the DNC yesterday, who happened to be I didn't know it was my neighbor's brother. And we got talking. We were at a little birthday party, and we were talking about different politicians and stuff, and he had so many good things to say about, like, our friend Bob Duffy, for instance. Mm. Who was mayor, and then he was like the vice, you know, the vice president of the state of New York or whatever he was, right? He's like, that guy, he was just like everything I covered on him, everything he's done. So I
do
mean,
you want to be a politician someday? Because every time I bring up politicians, you always defend them as if you're their bodyguard.
Well, maybe because I know them and a lot of them that don't seem to me like they're as shady as you put them to be.
Okay, that's not what I want to talk about. I don't want to debate if politicians are good people or not, because there's good in everybody. But there's also temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to deal with temptation. And when you have a position of power and you're able to do things that common people aren't, it's a tough temptation to kind of avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And to, right? So I kind of picture it like, you know how Big Brother is, the casting call of Big Brother is April 30th at Batavia Downs?
Okay, yeah.
I kind of feel like there should be a Big Brother House of Politicians. Would that be legit? That would be, I would watch that.
Oh,
they have like celebrity Big Brother. They have like regular Big Brother.
No, that it'll be like just all shady politicians.
Just politicians, like previously on Big Brother, the mortgage edition. I don't know. Will Letitia get voted out of the credibility circle?
God, this is
or
hilarious.
Will she convince the House that it was just a miscommunication? I don't know. There's.
You're feisty and funny today.
It's like...
For once.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Maybe it's Good Friday. Jesus has given me a little bit of humor.
Maybe.
No, I honestly think that nobody is immune to the temptation, right? It's kind of like, here's my takeaway, and I don't know if you're going to agree with it, if anyone's going to agree with it, but if you are that type of person, anyone who is so over the top passionate about something is doing something shady. Like if you're so over the top passionate about calling out other people's behavior and saying nobody is above the law, or if you're so passionate, even if you're so passionate about your relationship on social media, you are absolutely hiding something.
Well, you don't trust anything or anyone, and there's people out there that are truly lovey-gushy that you're like, there's something wrong with that.
There's something shady.
Well, there's something wrong with you.
So if that boy comes to the house for my daughter and he's like, he lays it on a little too thick.
Well, that's a different story.
Hi, Mrs. Waters.
No, that's a different story. That's a different story.
Shady. I don't trust you, kid.
That's a different story.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It is the same.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, you know, I mean, so I just think that everybody has a temptation, and you don't have to be powerful, right? Everything we do, we try to curb our temptations to do something bad. Why is that?
What was it? What are you, if you were caught in a scandal,
because
you fell prey to your temptation, what scandal would that be?
I'm going to think about that.
Come on.
I don't know.
I would be, for me, it'd be something stealing. I'm stealing something. I'm skirting the system. Like, I would do,
oh,
if
I've already
I
done
could,
that, so I can't. Trying to think of.
I totally think if I was in this position of her power, mm-hmm. like, if I was the New York attorney, yeah, you can give me lower taxes. Heck yeah, I'm skirting the system. I could see myself doing what she's alleged.
I could too. I mean, like, everybody wants to get a better deal or a free something or a perk that is different than anybody else's perk.
Nobody wants to part with their money. But, you know, here's the thing. Most of us, okay, we got people who know the system so well they can find that loophole. And then we got people who just don't give a damn and have zero respect for the system. So they'll just cheat and lie and they don't even care.
But you know, the thing
is, there's me. Then there's me and you and all of us who are like so by the book and so nervous we're going to do something wrong.
I'm not nervous I'm going to do something wrong. I just don't want to be embarrassed if I get caught. That's the only thing. So not getting caught is the object, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. This is funny. We'll just end on this. Pete just messaged us. My scandal would be stealing my neighbor's Wi-Fi for 10 years. What does it mean that he has been stealing his neighbor's Wi-Fi for 10 years?
Sounds like
or
it.
He would be.
Sounds like
okay.
it.
Okay, Pete.
Hey, voice message coming in. I love it when you guys put our voice message system to work where you go on the free Odyssey app and you click the button next to where the radio station, you know, where to play the radio station and leave us. Alexis just left us this. I think it was like 8:07 last night. Take a listen to this.
Hey guys, I have definitely got something for Jerk or Justified for you. Personal trainer, McDonald's, I feel like a loser. You get the idea. I need some help. I need to put him on blast. Call me back.
Wait, I do not get the idea. What is she talking about?
That sounds like she works out and she's got a personal trainer and it has something to do with McDonald's. And that sounds like there's a bit of opposite going on here. All right, we're going to call her up and get to the bottom of this coming up in just a few. Here on 98.9 The Buzz.
The show your boss secretly listens to. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or Justified.
Alexis, you there?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, guys. First time, long time here. I'm all so excited.
All right. Yes. Yeah. First time, long timer. Here we go. And right on the, you know, right on the flagship of the show with the Jerk or Justified.
I know. Your voicemail, first time, long time. I want to put my personal trainer on blast.
Yeah.
It was cryptic, but it was interesting. What's this do with McDonald's? What, tell us the whole story. What happened?
It was very cryptic.
Yeah.
Well, here is what actually happened then. I'm at McDonald's because you know what? Sometimes I just need some nuggets.
Yep.
And there in the line, personal trainer, right there, about to get burger and fries. And I'm about to lose my mind because this isn't just like, so what? Like, you're both having some McDonald's, get over it. No, this guy does not believe in cheat days. He's about eat clean, eat healthy, never stop. And what? Like, the one time that I actually give in to this, you know, craving, here he is, just in line.
Wait a minute, hold on. Because do you realize it's like you're calling the kettle black here? You also were supposed to be on this health journey. You're at line. Why are you calling him out for it?
I am somebody who does not make this my whole personality. I just want to get a little healthier. And you know what? Sometimes you just need a little bit of like, oh my gosh, I can't do celery anymore.
He doesn't need that little bit of, oh my gosh.
He is so strict and he is so like, his mentality is you cannot ever give in. You cannot ever give in.
And I just, you I see feel him like giving
this is
it.
So hypocritical. Like, I've been lied to, and I look up to him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So you
is it like seeing your teacher drinking for the first time? That's kind of like this.
No,
this weird feeling.
That's different.
It's worse because it's not even like, oh, now I can drink with my teacher. No, we can't sit and have nuggets together.
I love this.
So did you go up to him or did you, what happened?
No, I actually hid behind like that, you know, where you can like electronically order.
Yeah.
I hid behind that and I was just like fervorously texting my friends like, oh my God, my trainer's here. Do I ask him to buy my nuggets? Like, no, I was like having a meltdown and crashing out right there in McDonald's. And so it's only fair that he should crash out too.
Okay. So
oh
you
my
wanna,
God, you are so funny.
You want to put him on, you want to put him on blast then, right?
Yeah,
but
yes.
Hold on.
To know that I know.
I know you're a fraud. Stop lying to me.
Let me have a cheat day every now and then, you liar.
Yes, exactly. So people are going to call 818-2899. This is Jerk or Justified. First call through gets tickets to the Beach Boys coming to CMAC in July. What are they Jerk or Justifying, Sandra?
If he's there, do you want a Jerk or Justified? Oh, okay, here, let's
what?
Do this.
What?
Jerk or Justified if you should say his name on the air.
Oh!
And put him on blast. Right?
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what she's calling for.
All
I want
right. to... Okay.
Because then people know. If they work with him, they can be like, well, I mean, you can be strict all you say you want to say, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I want him to feel like, maybe I should, like, not be so strict in what I say because I obviously don't do what I say.
Okay, let's do that then. 818-2899. 818-2899. Call us up, Jerk or Justified, to call out the personal trainer, the hypocrite that he is.
All right, so if this says Justified, we'll call you back so you can say his name.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi. Jerk or Justified, name this personal trainer that was cheating at McDonald's.
I think she's a jerk because I think that she is dealing with guilt. She was afraid he was going to see her, and so she's putting it on him, just like a lot of other people.
It did smack of that, didn't it? Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not really ordering anything. Maybe he's just trying to catch people, his people.
I don't think that, and I think he can do whatever he wants to do, but I think she's a jerk. Because she's guilty and she's trying to take it off of herself.
Okay. So it is a jerk move then. Very good.
Yep,
thank you. Who says?
Yep.
What's your name?
Christy.
Gracie?
Christy.
Oh, Christy. Hi. Have you won anything in the last 30 days?
I have not.
Well, it's about time you don't. What do you mean you don't want to?
I don't want to.
You don't want to?
I don't want to. I just wanted to say what I had to say.
Have you called in before?
No.
Oh, Christy, we got to celebrate first time, long time.
We got another first time, long timer. Okay. Well, you know what? Not only did you call first time and you've been listening for a long time, right?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I do have
a pair of tickets to the Beach Boys. You're the first call through.
All right, I'll take them.
All right, John.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're so funny. Hold the line, okay? We'll hook you up, all right?
Okay, thanks.
I just got to get your name and the address and stuff. Stand by. Hi, The Buzz. What do you call it? Is she jerk or justified for wanting to call out her trainer online or on the air?
I say she's a jerk. My daughter-in-law is a personal trainer, and it would ruin her business if someone tried to call her out for doing something that possibly he could have been buying it for someone else.
I know.
There's so many holes in this story that it's like, yeah, she could single-handedly destroy his career.
I agree. And
absolutely. Some people need that motivation.
Yeah. And you know what? There is a facade, you know. I mean, when they push you, you know the trainer is human. You know,
yes,
even though they push
absolutely.
You, you know, they gotta overkill it in order to get normal, right?
All right, so you're saying jerk.
I agree.
Yeah.
And jerk. Scotty, you're saying jerk too then?
I'm saying jerk, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, I love you, Alexis. Thanks a lot for calling and stuff, but nah, this is a little too much. Thanks for the call. And The Buzz, good morning. Jerk justified.
I think she's justified.
Oh, to call him out, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
We're all human.
Now, do you say, wait a minute.
By his own rules.
Mm.
Do you say justify because you want to know who this person is?
Yes, I do.
See? You're that person. If I asked you to name an animal at the zoo, you'd name it Bodie McBoatface or something like that,
right? Scott was so...
Yeah, definitely.
In between songs, Scott was so nervous. He goes, what if everyone says justified because they just want to be curious about this
of
and
course.
Then we're going to destroy this guy's life?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, people won't do it just for that. And
yes, they will.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye, I love you. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Oh, no. We're getting messages now, and you can reach out to us on social media, or you can call us 818-2899. Mm-hmm. Justified. You trusted his word. He's profiting from that image. If he's not living it, he's misleading clients. Call it out. Okay, hang on. I just got a huge influx of them. If he's preaching clean eating with zero cheat days, he should live it. Otherwise, he's just selling fake discipline. Justified. Oh, my God. Wait,
that's another justified?
Yes. Hold on. Oh, my God. Another one.
No.
Justified. He made it clear. No cheat days. If he can't stick to his own rules, why should anyone else? That's not leadership. Oh, my.
You
okay,
can't
so now,
ruin a guy's life like that.
Now we're at a hung jury.
Hung jury. Oh, boy. Hello, the boss. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Talon. How are you?
Hey, there he is. Okay. No pressure, but you're the tiebreaker.
Talon kind of sounds like a personal trainer. Are you a personal trainer?
I am not, but I do try to stay in shape as best I can.
Excellent. Yes.
You sound like you're in shape.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So do you.
And a genius IQ, I believe, because I know you're going to say the right thing. Are you going to say the right thing? Because I think it'd be
don't
a jerk
be
thing
a
to
jerk.
Do.
Oh my God! Don't be a jerk.
Ah.
This is just absent. I mean, ridiculousness. It is so childish, is what it is.
Yes,
it's a petty measure of vindictiveness because she went to McDonald's. Okay, he went there. Believe I try to eat as clean as I can.
Yeah.
But if I'm somewhere and I smell something, I'm going to indulge. It'll be my one day, my one treat, whatever
right.
it is. But I'm going to indulge in that just to kill that craving, because if I don't, it's going to gnaw at me for a
week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
You broke it. Thank you. Appreciate
You're very
it.
Welcome. I hope you guys have a great day.
Have a great
you
Easter.
You too. All so right. For everyone who's curious, you'll never know.
Yep. Alexis, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, the three legal people that are standing next to me, you can unclench your butt cheeks right now.
Justified.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All right, coming up on the show, too much respect for the boss. We got to talk about that and the sweet spot between drive and contentment.
And we're going to kick off the weekend all on 98.9 The Buzz. Hey, okay, here we go on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. It is Friday, it is Easter weekend, and Scott and Sandy with you here.
It's the hard place!
And Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings in town. What up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
How we doing?
Got another homestand.
Yes, we always love when listeners come in the studio and our friends like Dan Mason come in the studio. And anyone's welcome in if you want to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Just email me, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
Yeah, but Thursday, on Thursdays we do shots in a live audience.
We do.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you should come in on a Thursday, Dan. But it's so perfect that you're here because Scotty and I were just talking about this. And I'm curious to see what you would say and other people. When you work with your kid,
mm-hmm.
if your kid works for you,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
what do they call you? Do they call you dad or does your son call you Dan?
Now, before you answer, I'm going to try to predict because I don't think if you work with one of your parents, you can't call them dad or mom.
Why not? I don't get that.
It's like, not professional, and it gives it makes it sound like you're one up in every other employee.
But everybody knows that's your dad.
Yeah, it's a silent knowledge.
There's another friend of mine that he works with his dad, and he calls him by his name. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Just call him dad. Who are you hiding that from?
Well, okay. Well, now let's see what he says.
He calls me dad.
He does.
Ah, yay!
Or when he's talking to me, he doesn't really. You know how you cannot say somebody's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
But when he's talking to other people, he'll say, yeah, my dad is going to do this, or my dad's going to do that.
Oh, okay, yeah. All
okay,
right.
Thank you. Because I think it's weird. When I was having a conversation, he's like, yeah, Paul. I'm like, Paul, you mean your dad? Who's Paul?
But if you're in a staff meeting and you raise your hand, you're like, dad, it's like, dad. Well,
you don't have to say it like as, you don't have to name drop dad as much as you can. But if the conversation goes that way where you're referring to the boss, just say, my dad.
Right, yeah. I guess.
I don't know. I never want my kid ever, ever, ever. There's no scenario where I want my kid calling me by my first name. None. Zero. What do you think, Dan? Do you agree?
It would be, it would be odd, I must admit.
Yes.
If my kids called me by my name.
Yeah.
They don't even call me. Yeah.
They didn't call you dad, they hey you.
Yeah. A lot of hey you or hey old guy. You know. So, yeah. Yeah. I can't picture my son saying, hey, Dan. That would be
right?
Strange.
I would be weird.
That would, yeah, that would skeeve me
all
out.
All right. Scott, what if you and Scotty D open up a restaurant someday like you've always wanted to? You're going to tell.
He'd probably call me dad.
Yeah, yeah, see?
See, it's funny. Ellie, the five-year-old, she learned both of our names, of mom and dad's name. And she was practicing. She's like, Scott? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
But Jill is my mom. Yes, but no. It's mom. It's dad.
Yeah, we ain't playing that game. My niece does that with my sister and my brother-in-law.
What do you mean?
She calls him by his name. Hey, John. I go, nope. Nope, I don't like that. And my sister, my brother-in-law laugh it off. I go, I don't like that. That sounds, it almost sounds, I know she's doing it to just joke around and be funny.
Right, right.
But I kind of feel like that's disrespectful. I don't know. Maybe
in
I'm old
way,
school.
I don't know, yeah. So, well, I just want to say that you missed out, but it's okay because I love when dad comes into the studio.
Yeah, we'll call him Dad.
Call him Dad. Dad Mason. You have a new, is this a Zweigels?
Yes, son. I brought you a footlong Zweigels, which we are selling for the first time. It is, we call it the Bruce.
The Bruce.
Named after our beloved bat dog. It is a footlong Zweigels hot dog covered with Rochester meat hot sauce and diced onions.
I can't wait to breathe on you at Fox Rochester today.
And, I have a TV segment. I love it.
I brought one for you too, Sandy. I'm sure it'll make it over to West Henrietta Road.
It does every week.
Nope. I'm taking these dogs for a walk.
All right. So you have all weekend you guys are playing or what's?
Yes, we're home all weekend. Easter weekend today at 105. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 67 degrees today.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
Which would be about double the degrees of what we've been playing in the rest of this week. So it's going to be a great day to come out. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's working. Nobody's, aside from you guys.
School's out.
Come on down. Game time 105 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Game time 105. It's our Autism Awareness Day.
Yes.
So it's a much more sensory-friendly experience at the ballpark tomorrow. Lower volume levels, less video board graphics and things like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Really cool day. So that's at 105 tomorrow. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday, game time 105. And the Easter Bunny may be making a special appearance pregame for our Easter egg hunt.
Really? Oh, you have an Easter egg hunt Sunday?
We have an Easter egg hunt. So Spikes and Mitzi will be out there. And we're hoping the Easter Bunny, too. And then after the game, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. So easy to remember this weekend. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, all games at 105, and it's going to be much, much warmer.
It certainly is. And, you know, I hear close to 70 tomorrow, if not 70, 72. Yeah, so we're good.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Mason, general manager. Rochester Red Wings, legendary general manager.
Thank you, son.
To you, my friend.
Have a great day.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Here's James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast on 98.9 The Buzz. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Always excited to be here with you.
Yes, thank you. What are we up for today?
Well, I want to talk about ambition today. You know, it's nice to have these big, lofty goals, but if it takes away from your happiness in the present, where do we focus our energy? It's a really interesting dichotomy that, for, you know, it's a pretty big word. I feel like a
right stop content. Using big words.
So if we have this ambition, you know, I'm a big believer in making sure that we can maximize our potential, but I am an even bigger believer in staying focused on the present moment. Mm-hmm. So all of these different things that we want to do in life should never take away from what we're doing in the present moment. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Jim Rohn, who says, wherever you are, be there. Wherever you are, be there. And I see so many parents who are focused on work when they're around their kids. You know, I've of course been guilty of that as well. Or people who get one great milestone or make great progress on a specific goal, but they're so focused on the end result. And all of these things, that just takes away from our happiness in the present and really focus, takes away from being present. And when that happens, that has a bit of an impact on just our confidence and our momentum and our and really our mental health. So I'm a big believer of having lofty goals to maximize your potential, but focus on being present and enjoying the small wins along the way.
Yeah, it's really easy to have that giant, you don't realize it's a gap, but it's a huge gap. You think about it. And it's a balancing act, of course, right?
Yeah. And to be honest, this is something that I've really struggled with over the years, is just stopping to smell the roses. I find it really, really difficult. Instead of thinking, on to the next one, on to the next one, yeah. on to the yeah. next one. A way that I'm doing that is to, you know, even let my kids know as the seasons change. It's like, look, let's stop for a minute. Let's look at this tree and let's look at the leaves have fallen off or the leaves are growing or this beautiful sunset or this bee on the rosemary, like just anything like that. These little beautiful moments of mindfulness in a given day, I found a really interesting and hopefully passing that on to my kids.
What do you say to someone who always stops and smells the roses and has no ambition, like myself?
Give them a kick up the bum and say, come on, let's get moving. Enough enough sniffing the roses. Let's get into it.
All okay. right, let's Gotta go. Find
that happy the medium then.
There are people around you who depend on you being at your best because you showing up as your best helps other people to show up as your best. Yeah. Your work colleagues, your friends, your family. So that's why that should be a really big primary focus on the condition that you can maintain presence, then go as hard as you can on your ambition.
Well, here's the thing that, and my husband and I were just talking about this. I don't know if we've brought it up on the show before, but it kind of is like the bigger picture of this, when to just be content with where you are, because I'm pretty comfortable and happy with where I am. But is that bad? Am I giving up? Am I not working hard enough? You know, the older you get, you're like, well, I'm pretty happy, but
yeah. Albert Einstein has a great quote, the best quote I've ever heard on this. So Albert Einstein said, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness.
Oh, wow.
I think Whoa. About that so much. Let me repeat that. A yeah. calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I feel like so much of my life for the last like 15 years has been yeah. about that pursuit of success. And I've had that constant restlessness, which has really taken away from a lot of happiness and a lot of progress that I could have made in other areas. So yeah. really just being like, cool, have I got everything that I need? The answer yeah. is yes.
It's yeah, that's it's, it gives, and it also gives us permission. It's a great quote.
Well, yeah, sometimes I think, you know, like, am I settling? Am I not pushing myself? Or maybe I am just truly content. I wonder how many other people feel that way, but that I love that quote.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I think people might be conditioned to think there's always more, grass is greener, you know, go, go, go. You know what I'm saying? I think yes, we've been conditioned to think that.
And two things can be true at once. Like, yes, mm-hmm. you can focus on having a nice, calm, modest life, but it's true that having a goal to pursue can bring the best out of you. Mm-hmm. So knowing when to stop, knowing when, which is funny, it's something that we talk about with our kids all mm-hmm. the time, is we need to learn when to stop. For example, if we're reading books and it's time to go to sleep yes. or if it's time to switch the TV off. So yeah, as grownups, we need to take our own advice. We need to know when to stop.
Awesome. Great, James. James, this is great. We love when you come on every week with us. And you can win the day with James. You got the Win the Day quiz that you have up on online right now.
Yeah. If you want your own action plan prepared by me, go to winthedayquiz.com. Just it'll take you 10 questions and it'll be in your inbox in 30 seconds. Win the
and
day
it's free.
Quiz.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free. Yes. Thanks, James. We'll see you next week.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Hey, first time, long time. It's Billy. Remember me?
From how long
Wait,
ago?
First, we got to do a little celebratory first time, long time.
Okay, we'll do it anyways. Here we go!
Step up that time, first time.
Okay, Billy. Wait,
now,
Billy.
How are we supposed to remember you?
How do you know Billy?
Okay, all right. So when I was 12 years old, we're going to go back a while. I'm 41 now, so I don't want to make you guys feel old, okay?
Oh, my God.
When I was 12, you guys invited me down because I was a huge radio fan, huge media fan. And you let me kind of shadow you guys for the day.
Oh, my God.
I remember you.
Wait.
Oh, my God. You would call all the time, too. It wasn't just one time you shadowed us.
I drove you crazy. I drove you crazy. Yeah, and you guys, and you indulged.
I remember you.
I love Billy.
Wait a second. He's not only first time, long time. He's like the OG.
Yeah,
he's like the original.
The OG.
41.
41.
Like 29, yeah, like 30 years. Oh, my God, dude. That's crazy.
But here's the thing, right? I have to thank you guys because, look, here's the real thing, though. Because of people like you, I've been working in media for years now. Like, because you indulged this crazy 12-year-old,
yes,
you know, you helped guide me along. So I love it, and I love being back here with you guys.
Oh, my God.
I am not kidding you. Billy, you are the one kid that I do remember because you were darn persistent, and I adored you. You were so – I'm like, this kid is going to be something legit because you were so impressive at that age. And now I've been following you on social media. You're like big time now.
Wait, what? What is going on?
Please.
What are you doing?
Oh, please.
What are you up to?
Well, okay, so I've been working, like I said, I've been working in media for a long time now, but I just released a documentary that I'm hosting called Investigating the Supernatural, Miracles, and it's been a crazy project, but I mean, I'm doing all sorts of fun things in media, and again, I got to thank you guys for, and by the way, Sandy, that's a nice way of saying, that's like a nice way of saying persistent is annoying. I was super annoying.
No, you were not. You know,
annoying is achieving.
I always adore kids, so I thought that was so cool.
Dude,
but
that's great for you. Now, when is this on? What's it called? Investigating the Supernatural?
It's called Investigating the Supernatural, Miracles, and people can stream it. It's available right now at cbn.com/supernatural.
Uh-huh.
But this project is crazy. I mean, we went around the country. You know, there's lots of claims that people have about miracles, and I was healed, and I had these things happen. And, you know, I'm always skeptical. I want people to prove things to me. So we went around the country looking at 3 to 4 of these cases and, like, really going deep and investigating them. Uh-huh. And it was kind of earth-shattering for me in the end. So it takes you along that journey throughout the country in these cases.
So now you're a total believer in it?
You know, look, I've always believed it's possible. I've always been a believer, but again, I'm a skeptic at heart because people can say anything like, oh, I had a brain tumor, it disappeared. Okay, well, did you really have it? What are the medical records? So we go into the medical records, we go into interviews with doctors, and I mean, some of these stories are so bizarre. I mean, there's one guy who was dead for 40 minutes on the table in the hospital.
Oh,
they pronounced him dead.
Wow.
And I interviewed this guy. Like, they brought him back. So there's so many crazy stories out there that just really rock your mind. So, yeah, I'm a total believer in it. It actually changed the way that I look at prayer, I look at belief, I look at all of it. I mean, it really – and to be honest, I was not expecting that. I thought, like, I'm going to go through this project and it'll be interesting. But selfishly, it actually impacted me way more than I thought it
that
would.
That is so cool. Okay, so
I'm so intrigued.
Investigating the Supernatural. That's CBN. You go to CBN.com.
Yep, /supernatural.
/supernatural. Indulge our friend Billy from when he was 12.
Oh my God.
We owe you that much, man. That's so cool.
It is so wild. Billy, we are so proud of you and so impressed with everything that you've been doing. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I hope it turns into a series because there's miracles everywhere all around the world too, right?
Well, that's the thing. It is going to be a film series. So we've got another one coming after this that we are in the middle of right now working on. So, yeah, it is. It's been a lot of fun. And I appreciate the both of you having me on to talk about it today.
Dude, that really made our day. Thank you so much.
Where do you live now?
Yeah.
So I am just outside of New York City. Okay. So I'm about 30 minutes out. But I get up there pretty frequently, so I'll let you guys know. My parents are in Hilton.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we're up there.
I was just going to ask you if your parents are still here. Shout out to Mom and Dad.
Yeah. All right. Bud, thanks. Make sure you check in with us, all right? We'll take a look at, we'll take a peek at that documentary. Once again, go to cbn.com/supernatural. Let's kick off the weekend.
Station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood. Have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yay.
Hop, 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 hop.
It's the best Friday. Billy just made us feel old, but yet nostalgic and awesome.
Awesome. Again, thanks again. And you guys have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you back around the horn on Monday morning here on 98.9. It's now time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yay. Got it.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.